You're always...
What did you just say?
You're always dilly-daddling.
I'm doing what?
Dilly-daddling.
What?
You don't know what that means? Like wasting time.
No, I know what it means. You don't know how to say it right.
What do you mean? It's dilly-daddling.
It sounds like you're molesting someone.
That too.
Try again.
Dilly?
That's right.
Daddling.
No.
Am I close?
Yes.
What do you mean it's... No, that's the way you...
Keep trying.
Dilly-duddling? Why are you laughing so hard?
Because you're retarded.
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm wrong.
Try again. Do use it in a sentence.
Hurry up, Michelle, and quit diddly-daddling.
Absolutely not.
Diddly-daddling?
One more time.
Hurry up, Michelle, and quit your diddly-daddling.
No.
What is it?
I don't want to tell you.
But am I, like, really wrong?
No.
But the first word is dilly or diddly?
Dilly.
Without a middle D?
Wait, now I don't know what it is. Hold on. Okay, I know. Do you want me to tell you?
Diddly.
No.
Dilly daddy? Is this a joke?
No, you don't know the word.
Because it's not really a word.
It's a word enough. It's enough of a word.
Dawdling?
Nope.
Dilly-dotting.
Nope.
Am I closer or am I colder or warmer?
I can't tell.
Dilly-dotting. Dilly-detting. Dilly-ditting. Am I...
Okay. Now you're getting further away. No one on the comments board has told you? Oh, this is... Welcome to WFMU.
Oh, wait. It's 6:08 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle. You can join our comments board if you go to WFMU.org and hit playlist and comments link, and maybe someone will tell Francine.
Dilly-dallying!
Yeah, don't act like you knew. Who told you?
I knew.
Who told you?
I was just testing.
Who told
Robin.
You?
Robin.
I knew it was going to be her. Thanks, Rob.
I just put one bad letter in there.
Try it again now, correctly.
Hurry up, Michelle, and quit your dilly-dallying.
Correct.
That sounds better. Yeah. Less stupid.
Yeah.
It's dilly-daddling.
Sounds dirty.
I like it. Maybe we should change it to dilly-daddling. That's what... Never mind.
What? Nothing. That's what you're going to call it with your boyfriend?
That's what I'm going to do later tonight. Wah-wah. No, I'm not. I have my period.
So?
Ew.
Really?
Not on day one.
No, not on day one. Very true. Not on day one.
Come on, girl.
You can pretend you're a virgin. Blood on the sheets, all that.
I don't mind that, but not on day one.
No.
A girl needs a minute to acclimate.
No, day one, no good. I agree with you on the day one.
Thank you. I got acupuncture last
day
night.
Day two, though. Come and get me, right? Fine.
I'll go with day three.
I only have 3 days.
I have 7 days.
Oh, I only have 3 days. And day three doesn't even count.
I have 2 days, and then the last five don't really count.
I'm probably barren.
Me too. Wait, what was I saying? I got acupuncture for the first time last night.
I love it.
And she said, are you getting your period today? And I said, well, probably tomorrow. And she knew from the first needle she put in.
My Eastern medicine doctor felt my pulse and was like, oh, you're getting your period. They can tell if you're pregnant because your pulse beats twice in like a weird place.
That is so weird.
Isn't that crazy? So they can feel the two heartbeats.
I didn't like feel different after, though.
Did you do the cupping?
No, I just did acupuncture.
For what?
My face, my jaw, my anxiety.
How often are you going
to
go?
Well, she said I need to go once a week, but I don't know if I can afford it.
It makes a big difference. I got it for my shoulder once. Oh, one time I
went in.
It's a lot
of money.
It used to be free when I was in the Freelancers Union.
Yeah, it's not free.
You probably are picking like the nicest, most expensive, bespoke
place. I called four places. I'm not that rich. I called four places so I could compare prices.
How much? $80 an hour?
This was the cheapest, and it's across the street from my office.
$80 an hour?
No.
More?
Yes.
Then you're not calling the right places.
Do you have one?
Yeah, but in Greenpoint.
Yeah, I'm not going to Greenpoint.
I went in one time and I was like, do you have anything for a general malaise? And my acupuncturist said, I have just the thing.
And then what?
And then he put all these needles in me and then he did the cupping and then...
And then what?
I'm cured, clearly.
Pretty sure that's not what happened.
No, but I did feel better.
You just dilly-dallied with the acupuncturist.
No, I didn't.
Did he diddly you?
No.
Did he dilly-daddly your diddly?
No, he did not. But, gross. And no thank you.
Why am I laughing so hard?
Because you're a fool.
No, because I'm funny, and I'm addicted to fun.
Oh, is that your new thing now?
Mm-hmm.
That's really annoying.
You're not annoying at all. We have a topic today.
Oh my god, I'm excited for this topic.
Everyone's making dilly-dally rhymes on the comments board. Oh, you can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
I can't tell if you're yelling really loud or if these are new headphones.
I'm probably too close to the thingy.
How do I sound?
Perfect.
I just meant my levels, dude. Don't be such a biatch.
Perfect.
That's like station manager Ken whenever he says something. I'm like, are you being sarcastic? I really can't tell.
Really? You always know when I'm messing with you.
No.
You do?
No.
Do you just always think I'm messing with you?
Yeah, because you are.
That's not true. God, that would be exhausting. I don't have the energy for that.
Oh, I can't wait to get back in my kneeling chair. This chair's annoying. What?
Okay, hippie.
A kneeling chair isn't hippie.
Do you get acupuncture while you're in your kneeling chair?
Yeah, I do.
Do you do yoga?
I do yoga now. It's awesome. It makes me feel much better.
I have to start doing yoga.
It really does make me feel better, actually. I know it's corny or whatever, but...
Should we do this?
Yeah.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is... Call us and tell your boss off. We have some things to say to our boss. Hey, Ken!
It's mean!
Your pants are too tight. Your turn.
Hey, Ken. I feel bad we're fat shaming him.
I'm not fat shaming him. I just said his pants were too tight and he needs to go up a size.
What size pants do you think he wears?
I don't know about men's sizes. 34? Did I make that up?
But no. Ken's like my real boss, so I need to be careful.
He's fine. He's stoned right now, so...
I'll yell at him later in the
Way
show.
To have a real boss. 201-209-9368. Call us. You can act like we're your boss.
Don't use last names.
Yeah, you don't even need to use names.
Well, I think it'd be funny to be like...
I mean, I think it's funny, but we understand if you don't want to use the name.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy. You know that idea you stole from me? Hey, Nancy, your skirts are too short. Why are all mine about clothing?
I don't know.
Hey, Nancy, why do you steal all my ideas? Hey, Nancy, you don't deserve that title. Why is it Nancy?
I don't know, because that's like a bitch name, right?
Nancy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Do you think we even have one listener named Nancy?
Nope.
I would hope not.
Oh, actually, no, you know what?
Who?
There's a little girl who works at the store.
Yeah, but she's a little girl. She doesn't know any
better.
She's
not a little girl. She's like 20-something.
Oh, yeah, that's not a little girl.
And she's not bossy. She's cool.
Call us, 201-209-9368. Call us. Michelle will pretend to be your boss, and you can tell her off.
Why not you?
Because you have glasses on.
And I'm management material.
I'm not. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hey, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster.
Have you ever had a boss, Rooster? No way. He's never had a job, right?
Of course he has.
What?
Whose phone is ringing?
Rooster.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a boss?
Oh, I have had a boss, yes. I was a teacher and I had a principal. Lots of them.
And?
Well, I'll tell you. For about 10 years, I had a principal who did not like me. And she went out of her way to make my life difficult. But I'll share just one tiny piece of that with you. The one year that I had perfect attendance. At the end of the year, on her end of the year report, she said, Mr. So-and-so did not use any sick days this year.
So you got in trouble?
No. Oh. It's just that there was no acknowledgement of perfect attendance.
That is so annoying.
I don't know how to turn it off.
Turned it into a negative statement.
People can twist anything they want, any way they want.
Yeah, it really didn't matter.
I don't
matter.
Know how to turn it off.
Okay, then ignore it. Unplug it. Just unplug it.
Okay. How you guys doing? You guys.
Sorry, there's like a phone ringing, and it's not our phone that we use. It's a different phone, and it's driving us insane.
We're not really allowed to unplug it.
Well, we just did.
You did.
Well, I'm glad I just I unplugged got
it. Ken can suck it.
All right, Rooster.
Have a good one.
Have fun. Have a good one.
Now, I love Rooster, but it's not call up and complain about your boss. It's call up and tell off your boss.
True. Thank you for clarifying. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Scott. Speak louder, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes. Mm.
Okay. I kind of have a problem with tonight's topic because I'm the boss.
Then you can...
So do I have to, like, look at myself in the mirror and just say one thing about myself?
Yes, please do that. Please tell yourself off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's a good topic, too.
Wait, we should change it to that.
Yeah, let's change it.
Yeah, okay, go. We're changing the topic. Yeah. We're inspired. Now you have to call in and tell yourself off. Go.
I have to tell myself off?
Yes.
You stupid idiot. Why are you going to do a thing like that? And you should have picked up milk before you came home, because now we don't have any.
That was very generic and not authentic.
That's not that harsh.
At all.
What's yours, Francine? Franny?
I don't know.
Girl, where do I begin?
I spent the past 10 years telling myself.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, true. Forgive maybe yourself.
You've done, maybe, yeah, you
I'm
need to forgive yourself.
I'm
going to
tell everyone to forgive themselves. Scott, forgive yourself.
You're right, Scott. We're not going to subject you to any more telling yourself off.
All right,
have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I have to plug the phone back in.
Why?
In case there's an emergency.
Someone can text you. If there's an emergency, text Michelle. 201-209-9368. That's her phone number.
For the next 20 or 40 minutes.
Call us and tell yourself off. 201-209-9368. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Franny? You need to get it together and start appreciating the things you have. That was good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a second. I gotta collect my thoughts. You need to stop being a little baby bitch.
Ooh.
And then I slap myself twice.
Uh-huh.
Once on each side.
Yeah.
And then I say... Life is what you make of it, you little spoiled brat.
Ooh, good one.
And then I kick myself in the puss.
You show her.
That's the end.
You tell her.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I should do one.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Well, you have I'm to say, I'm you know say what, Michelle? That's how you have to start it.
You know what, Michelle? You're a stupid, dumb, freaking whore. You need to get...
Wait, no, Michelle, I'm serious. You're not a whore, so, like, why are you telling yourself...
This? I don't know, because I always tell myself I'm seriously. A fat... I do tell myself I'm a fat whore all the time.
Okay, well, okay, keep going. I won't interrupt your tell-off. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. I'm really scared I'm going to say the F word.
It's okay, you can dump yourself.
Michelle, you... I'm breaking up with you.
Uh-huh.
No. All I can think of is that I'm a fat, dumb whore. I guess I'll have
That's
to get
back the end
to...
of it? I got deep in mine.
That's pretty deep.
No, no.
Yeah, it talks about my insecurities.
Okay, but at the end you have to say, you gotta start.
All right, I'll get into it.
Tell it to her.
I'll get into it in a minute.
Okay. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell yourself off.
This topic's awesome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, is the topic so... telling myself off?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
So many girls are going to call tonight.
I know, it's all going to be girls.
Hate themselves.
Shoot, where do I begin?
You have to start like this. Are you ready?
You have to say your name.
You know what? And then you say your name if it's Jennifer. You know what, Jennifer? And then you go ahead. Go.
Okay. Well, you know what, Alyssa?
Okay.
Shoot. I had something and I just, like, sorry, I blanked. Darn it, Alyssa, get yourself together.
Yes!
How you're going to tell yourself off.
Yeah. Get it together, Alyssa.
Get it together, Alyssa.
Do you want to call back after you collect your thoughts?
I this is the most collected I'm going to be.
Alyssa, pick yourself up off the floor and start over.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on. You got to let go. What are you so nervous about?
Everything.
This is a safe space.
I don't know why I'm nervous.
Nobody's listening.
There's nothing worse being nervous about.
Nobody's listening.
Alyssa, you've called before and succeeded.
No, this is actually my first time calling.
Oh, really? I thought you've called before. Well, I mean, don't blow it.
I tried calling once during, like, the compliment.
No, let's not lose track of what the goal is here.
Yeah. All right, let's not lose
sight
of the goal.
Let's stay on the goal here.
Right.
Okay,
go. Stay on task. Calling myself off.
Yeah, go.
Darn it, Alyssa. There's nothing worth worrying about.
Yes.
I'm driving safe. I'm calling in to shut up weirdo for the first time. This isn't a rocket science or something.
This is incredible.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're very good at this.
Okay.
Okay, have a good... Wait, what are you going to tell... Forgive yourself,
oh, yeah.
Alyssa.
Alyssa, forgive yourself.
Okay.
Right. Walk like a beam of light is shining out from your chest.
Let your light shine bright.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Should I start right now telling myself?
Go.
Yeah. I hope know-it-all calls.
Hey, Joe, the next time you pick your nose and wipe underneath the couch, I'm going to bust your head. Disgusting.
Yes. Get it together, buddy. You've got to get those bodily functions in check. But, Michelle, what should he do?
I'm not going to forgive him. No one needs to pee on the seat anymore. No. You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah, why are you collecting them boogies on the bottom of the couch, bro?
Clean up after yourself and put the toilet seat down,
dude. I don't really do that. I love you, girl. I don't need to, I just call every week. I love you, girl.
Sure.
Booger collector.
You know, I like you. You're great. That's all. I just call and, I'm just going to hang up. I like listening to you. You're the best. That's all.
Right.
All.
Thank you.
Have a goodie, buddy. Have a
goodie. You too. Take care, ladies. Have a good weekend.
Have a goodie, buddy. Dilly dally goodie,
dilly
buddy.
Dilly daddly. Dilly daddly that goodie, buddy. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell yourself off.
I hope some of the DJs here call tonight.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Go ahead.
You ever find yourself leaning against the sink?
This is the part where you tell yourself off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go.
Everybody hates themselves a little bit.
Okay.
There's nothing special about that little, you don't go on inside you. There's nothing worth a poem, there's nothing worth the song, there's... Nothing interesting or special about what you going on. You're in pain, and so is everyone else.
I didn't say everyone else wasn't in pain.
He's not talking to Michelle. He's talking to himself.
Shut up. Stop talking to yourself. Stop talking. Stop
you
talking. Stop listening.
I thought he said Michelle.
No.
I thought he was talking bad about me.
He said, listen, Joe, or something. Wait, can you go?
All
can
right.
you do that last sentence again, my friend?
What's that?
Can you do the last sentence again?
Stop talking and start listening.
Ooh, good one.
You sound sad. Are you okay?
I think I will be.
After this show, right?
Get some laughs
at some
in.
Point.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Forgive yourself.
That's what I keep telling myself.
I think it's important that you don't let this derail you. That's what I tell myself all the time. Michelle, I think it's important that you don't let this derail you. Doesn't work.
It doesn't?
Sometimes it does.
I feel like that would work if I told myself that. Sometimes every morning when I got up. Don't let today derail you. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Have a good one. Feel better.
Forgive yourself.
Call us at 201-209-9368. God damn it, Franny. You ripped your tights.
That's not mean enough. That's just a statement. It's not like you're a stupid idiot, messy, sloppy fool.
Okay. But it wasn't my fault. It was the dog.
Oh, yeah. Always blaming it on someone else.
Stop blaming everyone else for your problems, Frangry. Stupid nickname.
And grow up. You're almost 40 years old. What kind of nickname is that?
201-209-9368. Call us and tell yourself off. It's really good for the soul.
Feels good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Marcel!
Yes, go ahead.
What are you doing? Have you ever done anything not stoned? I mean, seriously, when's the last time you weren't high? Idiot! I mean, there are people who have never even known what you were like sober. You can't even remember anything. I mean, you used to be smart. You smoked yourself retarded.
Damn.
Your claim to fame is playing some dumb music on the radio stone for 3 hours a week? Get it together.
Marcel. Wow, Marcel. You are on the list. That was glorious.
That was a lot. That was heavy.
Introspective. That was perfection.
Yeah. I feel good.
Good. Do you really?
Kind of. Probably just because I was like yelling, no, and I feel like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt for all of the self-improvements you've done today.
That was intense, Marcel. All right. I felt that.
Thanks, girl.
Have a good one.
Bye.
That was...
Marcel is getting accolades on the comments
Yeah, that
board.
Was pretty amazing. So take a cue from Marcel.
That's the way you tell yourself
That's
off, everyone.
That's what we're looking for.
He went deep. He went loud. He also went funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone, Marcel, bravo. Good one, Marcel. Okay, this guy wins. Marcel is the whole list.
Damn.
That was beautiful, Madman says.
He's going to get so high to celebrate this win.
Robin says, network-esque.
Ooh. 201-209-9368.
Tonight's topic is call us and tell yourself off.
This is the best topic.
Glorious.
I can't believe we never thought of this before.
You know, some of the best ones just come to you like this.
It's good.
No one's calling us. They're all scared little babies.
201-209-9368. Call now. You will get through.
This is a judgment-free zone, everyone.
Except that it's not.
Ted just said, in all honesty, I haven't seen Marcel stoned in a long while. And Marcel said, ha ha, Ted, you just don't realize it.
Yeah, he's always high.
Yeah, he's never not high.
It is true. I don't know if I've ever hung out with him not high.
Would you even, I guess you would know.
I've been with him when we hang out for like a couple minutes and then he gets high. So I've been with him for like 5 minutes when he's not high.
But how do you know he's not already high when he walks in?
Because we're, like, driving, and then he's like, I'm going to get stoned. You want some?
Oh. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, no! Call back! This is a judgment-free zone!
This is going to be good for you. You need it more than ever.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jose Albondo.
Hello, Jose.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Are you ready?
I think we're ready.
Go ahead.
Wait, so what are we supposed to talk about?
You have to tell yourself off.
Tell myself off, huh?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
Okay, go.
His friend says go
no
for it.
No cursing.
No cursing. Did you hear his friend say go for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, go. We'll give you a second to collect your thoughts.
All right.
Okay, 1 second is over.
The phone sounds terrible.
Go ahead.
Come on,
All
Jose.
Right. Well, I'm a teeny, teeny little man who has no thoughts whatsoever about other people and their well-being.
I ordered bad pizza.
That's what your friend told you to say?
Your friend can't narrate your own tell-off. It has to come from your soul.
I mean, it's true.
Tell yourself that you and your friend are codependent.
Yeah.
Not my fault. It's the way it goes forward.
It's not your fault. Take responsibility for yourself.
Well, I'm telling myself up. I'm trying to be a better person, all right?
Oh, jeez. Have a good one. He's not cut out for this work. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, do I just go?
Yeah, just go for it.
Hey, Kyle, you need to take that yoga mat and all your New Year's resolutions and throw them in the trash. Get yourself to the nearest Five Guys, get the extra large fries, and then hit the nearest bar and close it out.
That's not really telling yourself off. That's kind of just like having a great day.
Yeah, but maybe he's been having... Oh, wait. Bad one.
I've been having a horrible day.
You gotta flip that and be like, you gotta stop closing down the bar and sitting at five guys like a fat...
Yeah, but he hasn't been doing that because he's been on a good roll with his New Year's resolutions. So now he's telling himself off. He's telling himself off to give up that stupid stuff.
I'm trying to get myself back on my BS.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a cop-out.
Yeah.
What else do you project? What else do you pivot?
Is that what your therapist tells you?
No, I'm just a smart person. I know how to use the word pivot.
My therapist doesn't use pivot.
Mine doesn't either. All right, have a good one. Mine schools me so hard. And she always does it right when I'm leaving.
I want her to come on the show during the marathon.
Mine would come on the show.
You think Lily would come?
I don't know. I don't know Lily. I only know Kathy.
Should I ask? I'll ask Lily to come. I'll ask Lily on Wednesday what she thinks.
They're going to not want to do that.
They might.
To, like, give us therapy on the air? There would need to be a lot of guardrails. What would they do?
I'm getting freaked out even thinking about
it. Yeah, no, that's a really bad idea, Michelle.
I just think it would be exciting.
It would be funny to have them host our show, our two therapists. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell yourself off. It's a life learning lesson tonight on Shut Up Weirdo.
Yeah, I think people are afraid because Sean did so well and now they're intimidated.
We have a full board.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Patrick, cool. What are you doing? You used to have dreams, man. Now you work at a dead-end job, and you're not doing anything to get back into those dreams. You were going to be a famous stand-up comedian and a writer. You haven't written anything in, who knows, years? Probably the last time you had something written, it was graded, loser.
The loser was a nice touch.
Without using hands-free, so you can call in to some... talk show on the radio. It's just kind of reckless, man.
And pathetic.
Yeah, get a life.
Yeah. You are pathetic. It's true. Listen to what the voices coming out of your speakers are saying. You're a disgusting, pathetic person. You had so much potential. At least that's what you told yourself. You don't even tell yourself that anymore. I don't even know.
Ouch.
How old are you, Patrick?
28.
You can still
girl,
turn
you got
things
plenty
around.
Of time.
You can still turn things around. And you're a man, so people are much more patient with your bull.
True. Well, plus, you just naturally get paid more.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you white, too? Well,
I am.
Then you got everything,
going
for
you. There's no reason for this. You take privilege and you use it.
Well, I mean, after all the things I just said, I don't think I can come back from that.
I'm pretty sure you can, now that you've gotten it out,
yeah,
pull your life together and move on.
You can do it. Forgive yourself.
Yeah. I think I will.
Forgive yourself, Patrick. Amen.
I'm gonna try.
Bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
Have a good one.
You too, sisters.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'm sick and tired of your passive-aggressive BS and how you got to tell me about how you and your brother play Dungeons & Dragons every weekend. Sister had to take you down to the shore for your whole family, and then how everybody got sunburned, and
what?
God, I...
This guy's a disaster.
Just beginning.
You're a mess.
Do you have ADHD?
He must have a job.
He's listening to himself.
Oh, I don't like it when people do.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You know what, Tom? You are a sloth-ridden, overweight tool, and all you want to do is call up a stupid radio show and get your voice on the air. Go to the gym. You disgust me. Okay? Good?
Good,
well
Tom.
Done, Tom.
You like
well
that
done, well done, well done.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that was...
Self-hatred. I love self-hatred.
I feel like that was genuine. Thing.
It was. I've met him.
I like it.
How you doing? Good?
We're good. So, we're good. We're loving the
good
show tonight.
Topic.
We're having a good old time listening to everybody else tear themselves down.
I'm feeling much better.
I feel higher than ever.
I'm climbing that mountain.
One call at a time.
To feel good about yourself?
Yeah, we feel great. One call at a time, we're getting to the top of the mountain.
We're going to blow your candle up to make ours burn brighter.
That's what they say, right? Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
God bless.
Well...
We're blessing people.
201-209-9368. Call up and tell yourself off.
Good topic, Michelle.
I think it was your idea.
Well, mine was to call and tell your boss off.
No, that was my idea.
It was?
Yeah. You're
oh, this one was my idea?
Well, it just happened naturally.
Well, those are the best ones, aren't they?
It kind of was a team effort.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. Go
although
right
I'd love
ahead.
The credit.
Hey, Jack.
I'm proud of you. Oh, nope. Keep it clean. Hi, you're on the radio. Keep it clean.
Mark, you are boring. You know nothing. You think you know it all. But you're an idiot. No wonder you know how to breathe. You are a duty head. And you're not even mature enough to say something. Like, all you know how to say is duty head. Go, you're like 5 years old. Why don't you go to your mommy?
Oh.
Your mommy doesn't even like you.
Oh, no!
Oh. Harsh.
God, that was sad at the end there.
That was harsh.
Yeah, nobody likes you.
Oh, it's still going.
Yeah, except your girlfriend. You know why your girlfriend likes you?
Because you have money.
No idea. Because
you have a big penis.
Because you go down on her all the time.
Because you do whatever she says.
You're probably...
You can't say that!
No!
Keep it clean!
Say that, I'm sorry. 2-inch needle Richard.
Stop it!
All right, an inch and a half, 3 inches.
Enough.
You can't even call a radio show and keep it clean.
Yeah.
You can't even talk without cursing on a lovely radio show. Two really nice people. They were nice to you, and look what you do. You ruined their show.
Forgive yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I'm not forgiving myself.
We forgive you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks. Maybe
have a good one.
After all.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Ooh.
This is a safe space. Okay.
That guy hates himself.
That's probably him telling himself off every week.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the radio.
You call this a company outing? We have to wait in line with a bunch of German tourists just to use the bathroom.
What? Maybe he's still telling his boss off?
Are you telling your boss off?
Yes.
Because we changed it. No. I hung up. I couldn't take it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Donald, shut the F up and go F yourself. They hate you.
Who hates you?
Frankery hates me.
Oh, my God, I do hate him.
Don from Union Beach.
This is the guy I hate?
Yep. One of them.
Well, I like him today.
Oh, well, thank you. Why? Because I put myself down?
Yeah, because you're being normal.
Because I never shut up.
Because you're being normal-ish.
Normal-ish? I'm always normal-ish.
Okay.
It ain't easy being Donald, believe me. It's not. Kermit had that right. It ain't easy being cheesy.
Are you on drugs?
I wish. You got some?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bet you do.
What does that
Put
mean?
Down that hookah.
What?
Put down that hookah hose and do the show. So how are you two? Good?
Yeah, we gotta go though. We're in the middle of something.
That guy's so weird. I'm not ever talking to him.
I don't know. I like his voice.
Me too. And sometimes I think he's funny, but then he gets like
too much.
He takes it too far.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. This is your turn. Go ahead.
Ooh, I like this is your turn.
Dilly dally heck. You're calling FMU from an iPhone when you have a perfectly good landline at your disposal. You know how much Michelle likes landlines?
I know, I do. I just got mad.
You don't care, because the iPhone's in your pocket. You're not going to bother, Nicholas.
Lazy.
You're lazy.
Nicholas.
Nicholas is lazy.
Keep going, Nicholas. You're on a good streak here. I'm sure there's more.
While I'm ahead. Thank you, though.
Oh, have a good one, my friend.
You too.
Well done.
Forgive yourself, but use that landline.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Listen, dude, last week was the worst week to get into Bitcoin. You don't know what you're doing. You don't deserve to be rich. And you should probably call your mom. She loves you.
All right, have a good one.
Oh, I like that one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
So no chance of Andy ever coming back?
Was that his tell-off to himself?
I'm just going to choose to ignore it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Tim, why do you go out to your car just to listen to Two Hot Girls on Friday night?
Is that the end of it? That's it?
That's it.
That's all you got to beat yourself up about?
That's
then you're
not
good.
Even bad.
You're golden,
yeah,
buddy.
You're great.
You're living the life.
Living the dream.
I'm living the life.
Living the dream.
Goodbye.
Baby.
Hi, you're on the radio. Your turn.
Yo, you think you're wild, huh? Wild Bill, you're pretty tame. You're like an L7. You let Frangie and Michelle give you a T-shirt, and your sister got it taken away from you. You're so lame.
Oh, man, Wild Bill.
That's actually what happened.
About over a month ago.
That is what happened.
Beginning of December.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what happened, pretty much. Your sister stole your shirt.
I have to have him take a photograph of him in it and email it to me.
Oh, man.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
You'll get him next time.
All right, have a good one.
I'm so lame. Goodbye.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is call us and tell yourself off.
I love
it's a really
this show.
Deep, deep moments we're having on the show tonight.
So into it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
No. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Your turn.
Listen, you clueless two-bit loser. I know all your secrets. The nose picking, the masturbation, I know all about it. The farts in the office, you idiot. You think the people in the office can't smell your farts? They all smell your farts, you jackass.
Damn.
Wait! Oh, he's on the list.
Oh, he should have
waited. My favorite line was, I know all your secrets.
That's amazing.
Right?
That's incredible.
I don't know who that was. Let's call him X.
I shuddered when I heard that.
Oh, man, that was good.
That was really good.
201-20... Never mind, you won't get through.
I know all your secrets.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You know what, Melinda? You have all these goals. You want to look nice and skinny jeans? Well, you better get up in the morning and you better work out. You want to be more creative? Work on your art? You got to put your money where your mouth is. You got to get this show on the road.
Yes!
I don't know what you think you're doing, sleeping in late. Come on, get with the program.
Yes!
Damn!
Well done! Get with the program. Forgive yourself.
Thanks, ladies. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio. It's your turn.
Hey, Alex. Guess what? It's January. You know what happens in January? It gets cold. It's winter. Stop complaining you're cold and buy a real jacket. A sweater, a hoodie, that Uniqlo thin jacket, it's not going to work. You got to buy a real winter jacket. Stop complaining that you're cold all the time. Just buy a jacket.
This one hits
every winter.
This one hits close to home, Alex, because Michelle is guilty of the same thing. I'm cold.
I have a fur.
I just think that adding layers, you know, more layers, it's going to get warm. No, it's not going to work. Just need a real jacket.
Grow up and buy a jacket.
Well done, Alex.
Yeah, great Thank call.
You. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio. Your turn.
Did David Boat show anything now?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Jesus, Rooster Carmichael Christ. I'm getting tired of hanging out on the beach with you employees. And they had to tell themselves that they're so damn
He's
cool.
He's telling off a boss?
You.
Oh, my God, I can't hear him.
I can't hear him.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Come on, Zach. Get it together. You had to work up the nerve just to call a radio station and... a place you don't remember.
New Jersey.
On top of that, you're in college. You're almost in your fifth year of college.
Oh,
and you can't even afford it for some pathetic reason. You're supposed to be working right now. There's a pizza warmer right next to you. You are working, and you're on the phone, and that's not supposed to be a thing. What is wrong with you, man? Get yourself together.
Well done.
Thank you.
Michelle.
Good job. Deliver those pizzas.
Tell him to forgive himself.
Thank you. I'm trying.
And you'll be okay if you forgive yourself.
Working on it.
Make good choices.
Have a good one.
Also, hi, Ari.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is to call us and tell yourself off. You know you want to. This is a safe space. Don't be shy.
No judgment.
We welcome all calls. Call now. You'll get through. I think Ken should call.
I told him he should.
What did he say?
He couldn't beat Marcel and that he couldn't get through.
Come on. He can get through now.
201-209-9368.
And it's not about winning, guys. It's about growing. So not beating Marcel is not part of the equation here. This is about self-growth and nurturing your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? You come to this country, Vladimir. You're a Russian immigrant, and you're not doing succeeding very good.
That's it?
You gotta have more.
Why are you not succeeding very good, Vladimir?
Because I'm supposed to have a better job by now.
Okay, forgive yourself. I didn't like that one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I apologize about the Germans. I know you're an underground sensation.
Huh? What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay, cool. Thanks. 201-209-9368. Call now and you'll get through. Tell yourself off. Forgive yourself.
Tell yourself off first.
And then forgive yourself.
Maybe.
And then live a happy, healthy life.
Ha! Good one.
Why?
I don't know. Do you live a happy, healthy life?
Sure. It's happy and healthier than non-happy and healthier. If that makes any dilly-daddling sense. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey. So, you really suck because you keep promising yourself that you're going to make all these promises to all the people that you really love, but in the end, you just let it go. You never hold on to it. Like,
man. Did we run out? Hi, you're on the radio.
Is this Tell Yourself Off?
It is.
Your turn.
You better eat your vegetables and put away that bologna.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Look, one more time, boss. I'm sick and tired of having to hang out on the beach with a bunch of German tourists.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Call us and tell yourself, not your boss. Call us and tell yourself off. Michelle, it's your turn.
I already did it.
Yeah, but you said you had more.
But I like myself a lot right this minute.
Oh, because we're high on our mountain?
Mm-hmm.
We are high on our radio mountain right now.
Yeah.
Feels and really good.
I'll always look down on
Should
all
Should we
the
do the last 10 minutes of praising ourselves?
No.
Yes.
No, I want to hear people hate themselves more.
Okay.
We can do praising next week.
No. We're not doing a whole show of praising ourselves.
Oh, you mean us?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, everyone. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Frangry.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Franny.
Hi. I just wanted to say,
great
I'm
show.
I'm sick and tired of hanging out with a bunch of German
tourists. Oh, my God. Please stop.
What's wrong with that person?
Hi, you're on the radio.
You freaking loser. Every damn weekend, you say you're going to clean the apartment and get the apartment cleaned up so then I can start dating and it won't look like crap. And every weekend, you sit there and you get high and you masturbate and you don't do anything. You don't even go out until it's dark. You miss all the daylight. And then you're like, ooh, why am I such a loser? It's the same damn thing every weekend. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop.
I love that all the dudes are calling, getting mad at themselves for how much they masturbate.
Same.
Not same over here. It's okay, my friend. Forgive yourself.
That is pretty good.
Very good. Well done.
I actually love myself.
Okay, good. You should. Have a good one.
Clean your apartment and get a date.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Is Horace Quinn, do you think now?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I just want to stand up for Germans.
Hi, you're on the radio. What is...
Sean, you freaking moron, you're a psychopath.
What is happening?
That was actually probably okay.
Oh, I couldn't tell. It sounded bad, so I hung up.
Sean, call back. He said, you're a freaking psychopath.
It's hard to tell which calls are real and which calls are prank callers.
Yeah, it is hard.
Especially tonight.
Mm-hmm.
201-209-9368. Call and tell yourself off. Hi, you're on the radio.
Is Dubba Deep anything?
Okay. Maybe the show's over.
It's not over.
We've had like 7 prank calls.
It's okay. Let's do a couple more. Just keep going.
I don't have any.
201-209-9368. Call now. You will get through. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, and tonight you can call up and tell yourself off.
Safe space. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I just want to tell myself.
Go ahead.
To start taking my own advice and listening to how I feel and just following my gut from now on. Stop
okay.
ignoring it and telling people to do what I think that they should do. And then they end up doing it and it works out for them. And then I just like sit there.
Ooh, that is sad. That,
you got deep at the end there.
Yeah, that's rough.
What's your name, sister?
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you for calling.
Not a problem. You guys have trolls calling you tonight. I want to apologize for them.
No, don't apologize for other people. Don't
notice that all the trolls are men.
Yeah.
I would just like
that's
to point
true.
That
that's
out.
True. Mm-hmm. Can't expect much.
Mm-hmm. All right, have a good one, sister. Forgive
you
yourself.
Take care.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frangry.
It's
so
Franny.
Glad I got through. Hey.
It's Franny.
I would tell myself off, but generally I'm more interested in those German tourists.
Oh my God, that guy with the... What is that about? Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. This is getting annoying.
There's only 5 minutes left.
Hi, you're on the... I'm just not going to take calls. Hi, you're
no,
on the
yes,
radio.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. We don't have to. They're taking advantage of our kindness. Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm so pissed that I went out to drink instead of listening to Shut Up Weirdo. I'm at the end of the day.
Okay.
People are crazy.
I'm done.
People are insane.
I guess, you know, introspection brings out the even crazier people.
I can't believe how crazy people got. You don't want to do a couple more?
I don't have any. And I don't know that I want any.
Why? Because it's just too wild?
I mean, now they're just being stupid. It was fun for a minute.
Everyone needs to tell themselves that they're ruining everything.
And I don't understand the thing with the German something.
Mm, just ignore it.
Okay. But we don't have any calls because...
Yes, we do.
We have one.
Do it.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. So I got to tell you, it's time, Pat, that you're held accountable. You got to be held accountable for your actions and how your life turns out. How long are you going to delay growing up? Really? You've avoided getting a good job. You isolate sitting around the house. You're disconnected from reality. When was the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror? Really? Think about it. When? What do you see? What do you think about? How do you think life happens? It just doesn't happen without effort. Come on, you got to get on with things. Think about this. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's time for you to get a life. I'm not going to do it for you anymore. And I'm tired of hearing it from you.
I'm not going to do it for you anymore.
Get your act together. Growing up.
That was so good.
That was really good, Pat.
All right, buddy. That was good.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Forgive yourself.
I'm not going to do it for you anymore.
That was amazing.
That was so good.
Robin says, this is interesting. Women are strategizing their self-loathing and men are straight up raging. It's true.
It is true.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Let me tell you something, wise guy. Where do you get off running around all these places thinking that you run everything and you don't mean squat? Let me tell you something, buddy. How about you go and you buy yourself and your wife a nice dinner or something and forget about it.
Forget about it. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Give it a rest, Kyle. You don't have to be so everything to everyone and so perfect with your
so
beautiful
rich.
Hair
so rich.
And your shiny white teeth
and, so rich.
And your college education and your big fancy job. Let other people have the glory sometimes, for God's sake.
Damn. Oh, my God, Kyle. You are so rich, Kyle.
I am living it, man. But you know what? I don't need to. I don't need to be better than everyone else all the time. I can let other people do their thing sometimes, right?
Kyle, damn, I think Kyle. You and Dale are my favorite,
yeah.
My favorite couple of all time.
Yeah, you guys are pretty incredible.
Well, we love you guys, too. You want to come hang out?
Yeah, we kind of do.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Never mind.
That's all right.
Thanks for rescinding that invite. All right, have a good one, rich
bye,
girl.
Kyle.
We love you guys.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on the radio.
What?
Okay. Hello?
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
I listen to you. Hello?
Yes,
hello.
You're on the radio.
Hi. Yes, I listen to you every week, but I'm sick of those German tweets.
Oh, my goodness.
So damn annoying.
Can we ask you something?
Yeah, why are you doing
this?
Please.
Why? Yeah, why?
Well, you know, you were asking me to, like, you know, diss myself, so, you know, I'm sick and tired of those damn German tourists.
But it's not funny, and you called, like, 19 times.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll call
next week.
Is it making you happy?
Yes.
Why? It's making you happy to ruin our show.
Little things that mean a lot.
Trying to ruin our show means a lot to you?
No, I'm not ruining your show.
You are ruining the show when you're calling 100 times and making a fool out of yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, apples and oranges.
Enjoy your apple. 201-209-9368. Oh, wait, we're done?
One more.
Well, I don't have any.
All right, then we're done.
All right, well, I think we all know who the winner is.
Damn, Marcel.
Marcel with that stoner rage.
That was so good.
Marcel,
you can't have a shirt.
You can have a shirt, and you deserve a shirt.
Oh, my bad.
So email me or text me your T-shirt size and address, and we'll send you one, or we'll leave one in your mailbox or something. All right.
You have been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah. Spokane. I mean, yeah, she was on a tear after Spokane.
She had to be. She's back in New York City, baby.
Spokane.
Salty, delicious.
What?
Are you a gynecologist?
Tell me about that.
Wait, if I'm having jaw problem and sometimes I get dizzy and like my face hurts, do I have a brain tumor?
It's not a tumor.
Well, sometimes I get nauseous. Well, it's a headache on both sides, but it's worse on one.
Not a tumor at all.
Do I have a tumor in my jaw?
It's not a tumor. All right.
Okay, good.
What's your name, buddy?
I'm Detective John Kimball. I'm a cop, you idiot.